Time to talk a bit of soccer now with plenty of action over the next 4 or 5 days in the A-League. There's been plenty of midweek action too, which has been a good refresher on our screens. But I'm sure the Victory Boys will be happy to get back out there, Scott. It's been a weird one game, then a couple of weeks off after waiting all that time. So keen to talk to Lee Brox about how that's felt as a player. The Victory veteran joins us on the line now. Lee, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. How are we?
We're going well. How are you feeling after finally getting back out onto the park to start the season, then you've had 2 weeks off?
Yeah, the boys are kind of, half joking, because we played the first game and then we've played a couple of friendlies since, so it's like we've come back into pre-season after starting the season. So, it's tough, but it's kind of what it is at the moment, and the fixtures are changing constantly, and it's just what it is. I guess it's just who's going to deal with the best. The same sort of thing at every club.
Who'd you play the friendlies against? Were they just local clubs here in Victoria?
Yeah, just some NPL clubs. We played Hume and Altona. So just, we had some quarantine time. Then over Christmas, we couldn't play any games. And then the league started Jan 2. So it was hard to get any sort of friendly games after we played the Champions League. So it was, as frustrating as it was, like we got some minutes into some guys that needed to play, so it was handy, albeit frustrating for some, I think.
And the silver lining is Robbie Cruz and your new English signing Ryan Schottner in the squad because they've had a chance to recover from minor injuries.
Yeah, so they've both played in those games, and I think their aim was to travel to Adelaide, but they've been able to now get get a few games under their belt as well with the team. I think their plan was still to play in the games, but it would have been, with the younger guys with the youth team, and, they've had to gel with the new players now as well, and we've all played in those games. So, it's probably been handy for the team and for everyone to, just to play together and gel.
What can you tell us about Schotten? He's got a Premier League form, 32-year-old, good experience.
Yeah, I mean, I summed it up. I think he's a good leader as well. He's communicating on the pitch, he's the game well as well, which is important. He'll be a big asset for us this year. We just need to be careful with him, which they have. He had 2 weeks quarantine, locked up in a hotel, so they've just been very careful, made sure he's got up to speed as quickly as we could, but as safe as he could. But he's a good player as well, good on the ball, so he'll be a huge asset for us this year.
Lee, I feel like you haven't missed a squad since you're about 18 years of age. You seem to play every week. What's your secret? Because we see the battles of someone like Robbie Cruz, who's just been so unlucky with injury. What do you think the secret is behind your success and your longevity?
I'd have to charge you if I tell you. I don't know. I think I've been lucky, I guess. I've always, maybe in the younger years you enjoy yourself a bit more, but, as I was getting older, you look after yourself and, make some changes around 22, 23, 24. I was a bit more careful with my body and, I think I've been a bit lucky as well. And, everyone hates missing games, so I'm fortunate that I've been able to play and, hopefully stay the same for the next few years.
What's it been like watching a lot of the A-League? And what have you made of the midweek games? Because I actually reckon that the A-League might have found a fantastic niche, because when there's nothing on a Wednesday night and there's our highest level of football on TV, it has been brilliant to watch.
Yeah, I think the squads have come together well. A lot of teams have recruited well. With a lot going on around the world, they've been able to still get players into Australia and good quality players into Australia, foreign players too, so clubs have recruited well, so it was an exciting start to the year. Obviously, it's lulled a bit for us over the last couple of weeks, but it's felt exciting. I think that having fans back in and members back in the stadium and bums on seats as well really helps that. We obviously finished the season last year with empty stadiums, so, the players were excited to play with fans. And, the midweek games are, I've played midweek games throughout my career, and midweek we play Champions League games and things like that. So they're normal for for footballers to play. So if it works out it's a good spectacle, and there's you know, there's a want for it. The players are more than happy to play midweek.
Yeah, no, I reckon it's a fantastic thing. It's been on my screen, no doubt, over the last couple of weeks. Now, tell us about your relationship with Grant Brebner. What's the biggest difference between you and Brebs as player coach to player player?
Yeah, there's a few differences. Obviously, it was a different era when we were playing together, so a few things have changed. I think, you know, I've probably got a relationship where I can speak to him a lot more candidly with than a lot of other players. We've known each other for 15-odd years, and, you know, we're on a friendship level as well when he was a player, and kept in touch ever since he finished playing as well. He's been around the club. So, yeah, I've got a good relationship with him, and it's good because that's his style. He likes to, you know, he likes to have good relationships with people and players, and enjoys the feedback from the playing group, and wants to, he's fully invested. He's fully invested himself into the playing group as well. So it's, I'm enjoying the combination. I'm enjoying he's doing what he's trying to achieve. It's a good relationship for me. It's a little bit more, of course, there's a bit more of a step back. You know, I experienced the same thing with Muskie as well. Like, I was good friends with him too. So your rate changes a little bit, which it has to. But, yeah, certainly normally he's your manager, he's your coach. So,
did you think he was going to go down this track? Often, you know, a lot of teammates, you think, oh, there's no way he can be a coach, and then they end up being one.
Well, even I thought that, I can't say that now, can I?
You can. You can.
He's involved in coaching, in private schools and at the academy level at the club. So he's been coaching for a long time, and he deserves this opportunity at the club.
Yeah, no, it's great to see him hopefully have some success with you guys this year, bouncing back from a disappointing season last year. Lee, all the best. Yeah. We're looking forward to two games in 5 days. There's going to be plenty of action for the Victory fans over the next 5 days with the Australia Day clash against Perth Glory as well. So good luck, and nice to see you back on the footy field.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Lee Broxham there, Victory veteran.